What's good, locals? Welcome back to the Local Podcast. This is episode 58, where you can find our podcast on main streaming apps like Spotify, Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, Google Play Store, and the YouTube channel. You can also join our Discord. Everything's linked down in the description below. But we usually talk about movies, TV shows, video games, pretty much anything that interests us. You have me, Carlos Perez, and my good friend,
Miguel Vasquez.
Yes, and we always start this podcast with, what have we been doing all week?
Mm-hmm.
Mike, what's up?
It's been, for sure, this week's been a lot more chill than last week. Last podcast, I mentioned that I've been like just stressing out and just not like, you know, keeping up with the work that I have to do. So thankfully this week, I've been managing my time wisely. I've completed a section of the commission work that I was supposed to finish last week. And thankfully my client likes the stuff that I showed him, that I sent him. So we're almost done pretty much. It's just with the two characters that I did for him, I just have to like render them for them to look realistic. You know, right now they're just like in software where I just like post screenshots of the characters and they see what he sees, what he wants to see and stuff like that. So now it's just mostly about fixing a bit of the poses of the two characters and then rendering them, making them look realistic with all the textures and everything. So it's almost done though, but I feel like I could have finished that like much sooner. I'm just killing time, dude. Like, it just procrastination, you know, but in the end it's going to be worth it though. Can't wait to finish that. I haven't played anything this week at all, dude. Like, I actually like turn on my PS5 like once every night, you know. I'll just watch like YouTube videos about, like, recently I've been watching a lot of like 9/11 videos. I don't know why. Not conspiracy 9/11 videos, but mostly like just the impact of the airplane, you know, hitting the World Trade Center, you know, the Twin Towers and stuff like that. It just, I don't know. It just, I don't find it fascinating. I just find it like, I find it sad and intriguing at the same time. I don't know. I've just been watching them and I'm like, damn, dude, like, what the hell was I doing when that happened? I don't remember what I was doing. So, you know, just, that's what I've been doing lately at night, you know. Aside from doing 3D work, I've just been doing like just reading about 9/11, stuff like that. It's there's like so much like stuff to read about on Wikipedia about 9/11. It's pretty crazy, you know. But yeah, I've been doing that. I've been working on another 3D model, like a personal one. I don't know if you're familiar with memes. It's this monkey puppet meme. It's the meme where someone will quote or caption when you see someone that you know from, let's say, like from work or like off,
like out in public.
Yeah, in public, and then like it's that monkey puppet meme. Like he looks at the camera and he looks straight.
He looks away.
Yeah, I'm working on that one, and I'm making him look realistic, like in the flesh, you know, instead of a puppet. Uh-huh. So I'm adding like wrinkles, I'm adding him like skin folds, and it's coming out really, really good. I hope to finish that hopefully by tonight. I'm going to caption it when you see yourself, how you look as a living being instead of a puppet, you know, something like some shit like that. Mm-hmm. So I know some people are going to like that, cuz like that meme's been around for like a couple years now. But like recently I've been seeing it a lot on Twitter. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I can just like, you know, go along with the trend, you know?
Yeah.
And just make it look fucking ugly. Like that one time when I did the Savage Patrick meme, where that one got a lot of like retweets. It got like more than 100,000 retweets or likes. I mean, so yeah, I'm just trying to like, just trying to go along with the trend, you know? But yeah, that's what I've been doing. I haven't touched my Switch at all. Like I said earlier, I haven't really played video games. I have been turning on my PS5, but just to watch, you know, YouTube videos and stuff like that. But yeah, dude, it sucks, dude. Like, I've just been busy, you know. I wish I could be playing Little Nightmares 2, but I mean, that's just gotta wait, you know. But mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't really done anything. No dates, nothing. Oh, and I forgot to mention, so I've been going to the gym now. called Blink Fitness. It's literally like less than a mile away from my house. It's really fun. I'm glad that they opened because they've been closed since like July. So like I went back and I seen a lot of familiar faces. Like a lot of them have like gained a shit ton of weight. A lot of people there have gained like a shit ton of weight from compared to the last time I seen them. But it happens, you know. You're gonna get there. You know, you're gonna grind and lose weight and then get results quick, you know. But yeah, I've been going to the gym.
I guess
gym
you could say week. In a blink.
Oh yeah, no, it's called Blink Fitness.
No, I know, that's what I meant. You're gonna lose weight in a blink.
Oh,
get it? See what
that's
I did
good
there?
One, that's good. But like yeah, that's pretty much it. Commission work, watching YouTube videos, and gym, pretty much. Nothing really interesting, honestly.
Nice.
Yeah, but what about you?
I was gonna say, speaking of that meme, I have a pretty interesting story to tell. So
tell me.
Where for the 3D model that you're doing,
mm-hmm.
where he's like, he looks at the camera and then he just looks away with his cup and he's just like,
yeah.
oh shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So one time when I first started skating, right, at the skate park, mm-hmm. I thought I was like inventing a new trick. I was watching a lot of Rodney Mullen videos and I was inspired to think I could try something new, right?
Mm-hmm.
So a tail slide is when you get on the edge of the box and start sliding on your tail, right? So I don't know shit about skating. I just started, right, at the skate park. And mm-hmm. I was like, dang, you know what's sick? Like, imagine if I just started sliding, like, not even on a box. Like, what if I just start sliding on the floor? Like, I just mm-hmm. start pressing on my tail and I was sliding, which is just really, I'm just razor tailing my skateboard. So mm-hmm. I didn't think of anything. I just thought I was inventing a cool new trick. So mm-hmm. I waxed the floor, right? I probably was doing it on that waxed area on the floor for like maybe like not even like 10 minutes of the skate test. So then I went home and everything. Mm-hmm. Week goes by and I'm back at the skate park, right? And yeah. I'm sitting on the ledge right in front of the wax, the part that I waxed the floor. And two girls come up and they sit down on the ledge, like chatting, right? And I'm just mm-hmm. minding my own business. Like, I don't know these girls. I they're just talking pretty loud. And one mm-hmm. of the, she comes in a cast. She broke her arm, apparently. And her girlfriend asks, like, hey, so how you never told me, how'd you break your arm? Oh my God, some idiot freaking waxed the floor right here and I fell and broke my arm.
I think I've heard this before from you or overheard you talking about it.
Yeah, so yeah. I'm literally sitting here, like I hear her say that and I'm just like, oh shit, I'm the idiot. So every time when I think of that story, I think of that gif of that puppet just looking over a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
And then just looking straight like, oh shit.
I feel you. Yeah, I remember I've overheard that. I don't know if you've told me like directly or you were telling like in a group of friends and I overheard you. I don't know, but I it definitely sounds familiar and that's funny.
Yeah, dude. Every time when I think when I see that gif, I always think of that day. It's man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's fine.
yeah.
She's okay.
Yeah, but that was 10 years ago.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. But yeah, I just thought I'd share that. But yeah, honestly, I haven't been doing much this week. I got a couple of stuff done around my room. Yeah, so I got some bookshelves finally for my books. My books were like stacking up on the floor. I felt like Ghost Rider. Just have his all his books are all scattered all over the floor, stacked up on each other. So it's nice to have them in a bookshelf.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, only game I've honestly been playing is Persona 5 Royale, and oh my god, literally the other day, I probably grinded like 11 hours just playing Persona 5 straight.
Oh my god.
Like I was just sitting on the couch just playing. I would eat, watch some YouTube, and I would get back on the grind.
Mm.
Literally, that was a long day, but no joke, it was worth it. I'm enjoying it, and honestly, I appreciate what Royale does that it didn't do in 5
mm-hmm.
because honestly replaying a game depends on how long it is. Like God of War, I enjoyed replaying God of War just because the story is fantastic. I already knew for how far I got in Persona, the original Persona 5, I knew the mm-hmm. story was great, but it's just so long. I would not probably replay this honestly, but Replaying it in Persona 5 Royale, knowing that there's new content and everything into the game, because I didn't beat Persona 5. And now that I'm replaying all the parts that I did in Royale, there's so much new content. It still feels like I'm playing a brand new game. Like there's some stuff that I know that's going to happen. It's like, oh, okay, this, that, this leads up to this, this leads up to that. But in Royale, there's like, there's little things that keep you interested, at least as a new player or a new coming player. But regardless, yeah, I'm super hyped. I'm about to catch up to where I left off. And honestly, I got pretty far, but replaying it all through again, I don't think I got that far as I thought I did.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm about to catch up to where I left off, so I'm pretty hyped that I'm actually going to see some new stuff that I didn't see in the previous version, you know?
Yeah.
But man, dude, yeah, dude, this game is so good. But man, it is so long. I recommend everyone could play it, but just be aware that you are going to be in for a long, long time.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that.
Because it's like 200 hours long. I'm probably about to hit the 60-hour mark.
Yeah.
I'm about to hit the fourth palace, Futaba's Palace. And I know after I did that, that's where I pretty much fell off the game because other things came out. But I'm super hyped. I can't wait to finally finish it. I already have half the trophies. I'm not even like aiming for the platinum, but I've heard it's very easy, so I probably check it out. See if I want to get that platinum. But yeah, I'm pretty hyped because I have Persona 5 Strikers just sitting here, and I know that's supposed to be like a direct sequel of Persona 5. But I'm hyped. Mm-hmm. I'm really enjoying it. Yeah, that's literally the only game I've been playing.
For sure. Have you passed Little Nightmares 1?
Yeah, dude. I beat it. Weren't there. I didn't do the DLC.
Oh, you haven't? Okay, that's what I meant, the DLC.
Yeah, I was still waiting for us to get back on the live stream and you watch me play or whatever.
I know, missing out.
Yeah, dude, I do want to finish it up because I want to start Little Nightmares 2, but I want to start when you start so we're experiencing the same time, you know? So I just haven't touched it.
Yeah, for sure. I'm a cop it. I'm for sure. It's a for sure thing. I just, you know, I got to finish with all that stuff.
Yeah, definitely. One thing I do want to cop, but I don't want to get yet, is the fourth of Crash Bandicoot game. It's about time.
Go.
Just because of the new 4K update, next gen update, whatever's.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to replay through the first three before I get the fourth one. And I'm still waiting for a sale because I seen it go on sale for $20.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm waiting for that too.
For sure.
Yeah, anything else interesting? I've only been playing Persona 5 Royale. I recently got some books, some One Piece books, and it's pretty cool because I've been catching up on my One Piece or just collecting the manga, and I bought this box set, and when you get the box set, it comes with like a poster and a little issue that's like unreleased, and the only way to get it is if you get the box set. I didn't even know about it until I got the box, and it's a little issue that has like a collaboration with One Piece and Dragon Ball Z. And I was like, what the heck? Like, I was just super surprised that came in there. So I thought that was pretty cool.
How old is One Piece? Like, when? Like,
probably since like 95.
Fuck. For sure. And then Dragon Ball was like 87, 89, right? Like, well, the show, not the manga, but like the show.
Show? No, the Dragon Ball show is probably like 96.
Okay.
One Piece started in the One Piece episode or the show started in 1999.
Damn. It came out on Toonami, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah. Damn.
The One Piece manga started in 1997.
Yeah. For sure. Damn, we don't really give Toonami as much credit as they deserve because like they introduced a lot of like young Americans to like fucking anime, you know? They had Dragon Ball Z on there, you know, everything, like a lot of anime, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Dragon Ball, the manga?
Yeah, came out in 84, right?
Yeah, 1984.
Yeah. And then,
but yeah, it's so good. Honestly, a lot of people say One Piece it's too long and they don't want to start it or they don't like the animation. But man, it's so good. Honestly, it's literally one of the best animes out there. And there's no denying that. even if you don't give it a try, you can't knock it because of how long it's running and how well the story goes on to keep you invested. Mm-hmm. It's so interesting, you know?
For sure. Like, you being a huge anime fan, like, I think I've asked you before, but I want to hear your answer again. What do you think reigns as the best anime of all time?
Best anime of all time? Damn.
Yeah, opinion-wise, and then, you know, popularity-wise.
Honestly, I would have to say One Piece. I've seen... like, not even kidding, dude. Like, I just seen, like, a quote where... Yeah. Damn. So, like, spoiler alert, if you want to catch up to One Piece or if you're ever going to watch One Piece, just skip up, like, 30 seconds or, like, 15. Yeah. But pretty much in other... it's so weird. In the show, I saw something so real and it made so much sense. When you watch other animes, the bad guy dies. But when you watch One Piece, only the good guys die. Damn. And it hits you pretty hard because everyone that you relate to is good in your eyes, you know, like your friends, your family, even though you might not know what they do in the background, but they're good in your eyes. You know what I mean? Like, they're your family, they're your friends. So I had seen something where in the show One Piece, Luffy's brother dies, like, right in front of his face. And it said something like, this is why I love One Piece. This is one of the biggest scenes that hits me hard at home, because in other animes, when somebody dies, the main character gets like a brand new power unleashed and he goes full ham right on the enemy. But in the show One Piece, Luffy's brother dies right in front of his arms and in front of his face. And instead of getting like a super power up, like Goku, when Krillin dies, he goes Super Saiyan. Yeah. Or when Sasuke gets hurt and Naruto gets the Nine-Tailed Fox power with Haku. Like, when Ace dies, Luffy's brother, right in front of Luffy's arms, like, Luffy doesn't get mad or anything. He just instantly goes into shock and starts crying and screaming. And he goes into like a nervous breakdown and just shuts down right on the fight scene. Mm-hmm. Just because, like, that's his brother, you know, he lost everything right in front of him. Mm-hmm. And just to know that he didn't get any power up or nothing, just to go into shock, like, I guess it's like kind of like relatable.
What a wuss.
Like, it's like, it feels sort of relatable for stuff that's happened.
Yeah.
And just reading that and understanding that and actually feeling that way is very different. Mm-hmm. So there's stuff that you can respect in the show. It's so crazy.
For sure. I think you played it at the cabin, right? When we went, I think you were watching it with Nate one time. I woke up early in the morning and then, like, you guys were watching that scene, right?
I think so. Or it might have been like an Instagram clip or something.
But
yeah, if anything, if I were to say like the best that could relate to the world, I would have to honestly say One Piece. That can relate to like real life situations, and that just tells an interesting story that's comedy wise and just something that hits home, you know?
Yeah.
Like, for sure, like, other animes, there are way cooler animes besides just watching One Piece. But I would have to say, honestly, One Piece is one of the greatest animes out there. I would say number one.
For sure.
In my eyes.
Yeah. That makes sense.
For sure, my all-time favorite anime is Naruto, because that is my first anime I've ever watched since, like, I believe the first or second grade. And I love Naruto till the day I die. That's my number one favorite anime, just because of that reason. Just because it was my first anime I've ever watched.
For sure. But, you know, like, how would you rate Dragon Ball Z?
Dragon Ball Z? I would say, Dragon Ball Z is good, but I wouldn't say, honestly, it's nowhere near as good as One Piece or Naruto or Hunter x Hunter.
Nah.
Yeah. Nah, like, honestly, it's cool. Like, it's definitely cool, but there are better animes that tell better stories.
Yeah.
Honestly, when you think of Dragon Ball Z, don't you just think about the fight scenes and the power-ups?
Yeah.
You don't think about the story of how Goku is building up to fight Frieza. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Like, yeah. There's no story. Yeah, there are arcs, but there's no story to it. You know what I mean? Mm. Goku's motive is to be just strong, just to fight strong people.
Yeah.
And that's completely fine. But like compared to like Naruto and One Piece, the main character of One Piece is Luffy. He wants to be king of the pirates. So there's that story of him going through everything to become king of the pirates. Who knows? The manga's not even done. And then Naruto's story is that he wants to become Hokage, and it leads up to that point eventually. But like with Dragon Ball Z, it's like there's no hardcore arc, I guess.
Yeah.
But don't get me wrong, like I'm not gonna say it's bad at all. For sure, it's still a good anime. But I don't think it holds up against like One Piece or Naruto, in my opinion.
For sure. I respect that. In terms of any enemy designs, villain designs, which anime has the best villain designs?
Villain designs?
Yeah, villains, like villain designs, like the design of the villains, like how badass they look and stuff like that. Which anime has like the best villains or like
damn. Or like it's hard because everyone's unique. Everyone has like their own squad and everything. I would say, honestly, like unique, maybe One Piece.
What?
Yeah, because you fight fish people. You fight regular people. Like, it are so many, dude. It is nuts. Like, Dragon Ball Z is cool, but Dragon Ball Z is unique, too. Don't get me wrong. Like, Naruto is kind of plain because you're just fighting other ninjas. But in One Piece, like, there's, like, different races. Everyone has, like, different abilities to change different forms, too. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I don't know. I would just have to say One Piece.
Yeah. Like, I've seen, like, you know, obviously, like, Dragon Ball Z villains are, like, so iconic, you know, like Cell, like, the fact that, you know, Imperfect Cell is, like, so insect-looking, and then...
Uh-huh.
Imperfect Cell, you know, like the way he transitions, like he starts looking more human, like, you know, it's just so badass, you know, like, you know, like I don't watch anime, so like obviously like I can't really say much about all the other anime villains, but I have to say that the designs of like of the villains in Dragon Ball Z or in Dragon Ball in general, they're just so badass, dude. Like seriously, like Omega Shenron, Super Saiyan
Kid Boo. Goku,
like like Super Boo was pretty cool too.
Oh yeah, when he absorbs Gohan.
That yeah, evil
badass,
boo,
and he gets his orange suit.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, Dragon Ball Z has some unique characters. I'm trying to think. One Punch Man has some unique characters too. Oh my god, dude! They just introduced this character called Goro. I mean, season 2 came out a couple years ago, but the new character they introduced, Goro, dude, literally my favorite character in anime. Like, I always thought of something like, damn, we usually root for the good guys. Like, what if we start rooting for like the bad guys? Like, that'd be pretty cool to introduce a character like that. And that's what this character is. He's always rooted for the bad guys. So he's just a bad guy just because of that reason.
Mm-hmm.
And every time, like, I guess he has like a backstory where kids, whenever they play good guys and bad guys, they always make him the bad guy just because of the way he looks.
Yeah. But,
yeah, dude, it's so bad. He's so badass, regardless. He's more of like Deadpool. He's more like Deadpool. Because Deadpool's not really a hero, but he's not really a villain. He just does what he thinks is right, you know?
Yeah, like an anti-villain.
Yeah, he's a vigilante.
I'm not an anti-hero.
Yeah. But yeah, One Punch Man has some good villains. Yeah. I think uniquely, yeah. Mob Psycho is really cool. I like that one. That one tells a really good story.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, man, my One Piece collection is gonna be pretty dope. I can't wait.
For sure.
One of my top favorites, definitely.
Good for sure.
But yeah, man, I mean, that's pretty much it. I can't think. Persona 5 Royale, some anime, One Piece, my bookshelf, and yeah, dude, let's hop into some news, eh?
Let's do it.
All right, dude. So we'll start it off. Project Athia. Is that how they said it in the direct?
I think Athia or Athia.
Project Athia from the PlayStation Direct, I believe, is the one where they finally showed off the PS5, right?
The PS5 version?
Yeah, no, that this game was first introduced when they showed off the PS5.
Fuck, I don't remember, dude.
For sure, we know it was in a state of play. But anyways, Project Athia got it. Athia sounds like a disease. Project Athia finally got an official name called Forsaken. It was an announcement title video, and it has a release date for 2022.
I think it's called Forspoken.
Forspoken?
Yeah, Forspoken.
Oh, shit, you're right. Yeah, Forspoken. What the heck? Anyways, yeah, has a release date for 2022. Pretty much didn't really show much. They just wanted to get that out. It was pretty much just an announcement title video. They showed off some gameplay in the end. But yeah, dude, it still looks really good and really interesting. I can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's a PlayStation 5 exclusive, but also coming to PC.
Okay. Because I'm looking at the gameplay or like, you know, teaser, trailer, whatever it is. And the graphics, like, it doesn't look like truly next gen.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks pretty good, though. It looks like the graphics look in between, look like PS4 and PS5, like in between.
Yeah.
Of those graphics, you know, like it looks okay.
Yeah, definitely. It looks for sure. It looks really cool to pique my interest. I got to see more gameplay. Obviously, they're still keeping on the download. They're not trying to show everything at once, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, yeah, I can't wait. It looks like combat wise with all those abilities, like she has some like earth, like from Avatar: The Last Airbender, like she's an earthbender.
Mm-hmm.
Like in one scene, you can see her control some rocks into like a giant bear.
Mm-hmm.
And for how swift and how fast she's going, it looks really smooth though.
Mm-hmm.
Just gameplay wise, not graphical, like for how smooth everything is going, it looks really cool.
It's probably on running on PC.
Probably. I wouldn't doubt it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, being developed by Square Enix, that's pretty neat. Oh yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely it's coming to PC. I would assume Epic Game Store exclusive because it's running off of Unreal. Yeah. But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
After that, we got Dying Light 2.
Damn.
It's still coming. When was mm-hmm. Dying Light 2 first announced?
I don't know, dude, but for sure, the first game came out years ago, dude. I think it came out in 2014, right?
Yeah, I think it came out like the first year of last gen.
Next gen, yeah. Damn. And you know what? They were still updating Dying Light, huh? Were they?
Yeah, Dying Light 1 came out 2015. And yeah, dude, they still have been updating Dying Light. I think they just got like a mediocre, not mediocre, but like Dying Light 1 just got an update last year, like late last year, like September or something. Mm-hmm. I think it got a battle royale.
Yeah. Have you ever played Dying Light, the first one?
Yeah, dude, it's really cool. I say you should check it out if you're into like the zombie type of just the way the enemies look, because they're just like uncreatured zombies infested, and it's parkour. It's a pretty unique game.
Mm-hmm.
But nonetheless, yeah, I can't wait for Dying Light 2. I never beat the first one, so I got to go back and play it.
Mm-hmm.
But regardless, yeah, everyone's been asking Dying Light 2, where is it? Where is it? Because it had so many delays and so many issues with development. I've seen a couple of times while I was going through it. But yeah, they mm-hmm. finally came out with an update because they made a pretty funny video where they're just reading a bunch of like cursed text where I was like, where the fuck is Dying Light 2? You guys might as well just cancel the fucking game. Give us Dying Light 2, you assholes. And yeah, it's a pretty funny video.
I hate people like that, dude.
Like, to me, it's like, where do you get out of it? Like, or
yeah,
like,
dude, like,
yeah. Pretty much, it's just a video asking its fans to be patient, and it showed off some gameplay in the end.
Mm-hmm.
So that was pretty neat. Honestly, mm-hmm. it doesn't look next gen, but it does look better than the original.
Yeah.
Honestly, it doesn't look nowhere near bad or even okay. I would say it looks good.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I feel like I have a standard since we're on next gen now. I always say next gen graphics.
Yeah.
So I always think of this as, I don't know. It looks good.
It does look good. Yeah.
I would compare it to basically just the way Cold War, how Cold War story mode looks.
Yeah.
Like it looks chill. It's nowhere near a turn off or anything.
Yeah. Yeah. I can definitely tell this game's going to come out on last gen consoles as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Cause it's got that PS4 graphics, like kind of graphics, you know, but at the same time, it's very sharp and like you can see the shadows are like a lot more sharper and more accurate, you know, but yeah, it's like one of those games that, that's going to come out on last gen consoles. No doubt about it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they're still aiming for 2021. At least that's what it says in the end of the video, but it wouldn't surprise me if it becomes like a 2022 spring game or maybe even late summer or late fall game for 2021.
Mm-hmm.
So nonetheless, I still want to catch up on Dying Light.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, pretty hyped. It's kind of cool. Just got to be patient with it. You know, games don't take a day to make.
It's true. Take years, you know, to make.
Definitely. Just don't become like a cyberpunk and rush it.
Mm-hmm.
So at least that's clear. You know, they're not rushing it. They're not trying to be on crunch or anything. Because I get a lot of people have issues with that. But yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, we got more PlayStation VR news.
Mm-hmm.
Before we head into the news article from the PlayStation blog, I put up some pictures in the Discord me and Mike could see. What do you think? Yeah. Pretty much they only talk about the controllers, which is kind of like how they did the PlayStation 5 news. They started talking about the controllers first, and then they revealed the console later on. Why do you... I was going to ask you, what's up with this type of strategy? What makes Sony start with a controller before they show off the damn thing?
Before they show off the VR headset?
Yeah, because you know how they showed off the PlayStation 5 controller before the actual PlayStation 5?
Maybe they're just trying to build it up, you know, just build up the hype, you know, for people. Just trying to build up the hype. Also because, you know, they just can't show off the controller and the VR headset on the same day, you know, they kind of want to, I'm assuming they want to get a reaction out of people's, out of people when they see,
that makes sense,
how the controllers look and, you know, the details they explain, you know, how it works and stuff like that. But yeah, that's just their strategy, you know, and it makes sense too, because like, you don't want to give out too much, too much stuff on the first day, you know, you want to separate it, you know, by like a week or two and then give off like the bigger news, you know?
Yeah. The last thing we got, I believe, was in February, and now we're halfway through March and we got some controllers. Do you think next month we're going to see the headset?
I hope so. I mean, a month. Yeah, I hope so.
That'll be neat. One more thing. You said, do you like this type of strategy? Because personally for me, I would just want like a full-on presentation, a state of play, like, hey, look, these are our controllers. This is how they work. This is what this, like them explaining the controllers in the video with some new gameplay of VR, PlayStation VR games, you know? And then after they move on from the controllers and they say like, and this right here, this is the PlayStation VR headset. And it goes to like some B-shots, some fucking techno music. And they start talking about the headset and break it down right there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kind of like how when the Nintendo Switch was unveiled, they started off with a teaser video. And then later down the months, they had like a full on direct explaining the console.
Mm.
So I personally would like that instead of this chopped up information being passed down through the months.
Mm-hmm.
But it keeps me intrigued. The way these controllers look, I mean, we get more into that, but I wanted to ask you, how do you feel about the information? Would you rather have it as a state of play, or do you like this being chopped up?
I like it being chopped up because not everyone's going to, I wouldn't say not, not everyone's going to be excited or like, you know, just like, you know, anticipating, you know, the arrival of the new VR controller and headset, you know, because like for me, you know, I never got the last, like the previous gen VR headset. And I know I have a lot of friends who have PS4s that never really like cared for the VR headset. So like, I think it's pretty good that what they're doing, you know, just like releasing info like right now, and then like next month they might release more info about the VR headset. Like, I don't know. It would be nice for them to like release all the info like on a state of play, you know, kind of event. But I mean, it makes sense because, like, to be honest, like, not a lot of people really care for VR, you know, maybe just like mostly streamers, you know, and stuff like that. But for me, I do care about the VR headset. I want to see what kind of games there's on there. But yeah, I think it's a solid move, you know, nothing mm-hmm. against it, you know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we could get into this controller design. What do you think about this controller design? Wait. Before you answer, let me explain it to the people listening. If you haven't seen the PlayStation VR, next gen PlayStation VR, it kind of looks like the Oculus, the first Oculus controllers.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of has like a ring around your wrist, literally like a full-on ring that's attached to the controller on the tips. And left and right, just like regular handles you grab onto, there's L2 and R... L1, R... Crap. L1, L2, R1, R2, I assume the number one paddles are going to be where your index finger lands, and where your middle finger lands, that's going to be your L2, R2s.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not going to be like your original PlayStation 5 controller. Kind of where you... If you haven't had like a VR controller, you pretty much grip it kind of like a stick,
mm-hmm.
and your thumbs land where the analog sticks are. On the right side, there's X and circle. Left side, square and triangle. So that's kind of unique that they split up the buttons. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a really big difference from the original PlayStation VR controllers from the PlayStation Move since the PS3 with those little rubber tip balls.
Mm.
But other than that, what are your thoughts on this? What are your thoughts on the controller?
They look badass, dude. It's hard to explain the design. It reminds me of a vehicle from Jimmy Neutron. So that's all I can. I don't know how to explain it, but it looks pretty cool. You know, that little circular thing that goes around like the wrist.
Yeah.
It looks like it's gonna like be able to vibrate and like maybe shift your wrist a bit. Or put more weight. I have no idea, dude. But if they're saying that it's going to be just like, are they saying that it's going to be similar to the haptic feedback? Like,
yes, the L2 controls will have haptic feedback and the same type of vibration functions it has.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's going to be interesting then.
Yeah. So yeah, it charges USB-C also. And yeah. I was going to note that in the picture we're looking at, you see the one where he has his hands in it.
Mm-hmm.
And the last picture where it's just the two controllers by itself.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I envision... Do you remember the Rock'em Sock'em, like, punching things you would get for Christmas?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah,
the balloons? I feel like it's just like an inflatable controller and you just put your fist in and you just start moving around with it.
Yeah.
That's how I think of these controllers, but go on.
Yeah, pretty much how you explained it. I'm quite interested in, you know, checking it out. You know, if I like the way it feels, like maybe let's say like we go to like Target, you know, or Best Buy and they have these on like display or like just to try out and I like the way it feels, I'd probably get one.
Yeah.
Because I already love the feel of the DualShock Sense thing, the haptic feedback, the way it feels, like the way it vibrates. It just feels so dang good.
Mm-hmm.
And to see the way this one's designed really unique. In a unique way, so I'm really intrigued, like to see how it feels, you know, when playing like video games.
Yeah, definitely. I can only imagine how it's gonna be, or not even imagine, just thinking about all the PlayStation VR exclusives that we're gonna get. That's gonna be compatible with these controls.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, we can talk about the features. Take it from the PlayStation blog. Adaptive mm-hmm. triggers. Each VR controller, left and right, includes an adaptive trigger button that adds palpable? I don't know how to say that. Tension when pressed, similar to what's found in a DualSense controller. If you played a PlayStation 5 game, you'll be familiar with the tension in the L2 and R2 buttons when you press them. Haptic feedback. The new controller will have haptic feedback optimized for its form factor, making every sensation in the game more impactful. Finger touch detection, if you don't know what that is, the HTC, the Valve Index has it on their VR controllers, where when you're in the VR world, and if you let go of all your fingers, you let go. But if you put your pinkies on the controller, it grabs your pinkies. So picture your hands trying to make a fist, but before you close your fist, just close your pinkies. Mm-hmm. When you close your pinkies, that's all you're doing in the VR world. When you close your middle finger, you now have your middle finger and your pinkies closed in real life and in the VR world. So that's what it means by finger touch detection. Tracking the VR controls. The VR controller is tracked by the new VR headset through a tracking ring across the bottom of the controller. So I assume that's what the circle form is for the VR controllers. Action buttons, analog sticks. The left controller contains one analog stick, the triangle and square buttons, a grip button, L1, trigger button, L2, and create button. Right controller contains one analog stick, the cross and circle buttons, a grip button, R1, trigger button, R2, and option buttons. The grip button can be used to pick up in-game objects as one example. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Very vague, but honestly, how I feel about it, I think the controllers look one thing that I don't get is, why are the controllers black? When did they make a white one for the console or a white headset? Confirmed. They're going to come out with a black PS5.
Yeah.
But I just thought of that right now. I was like, hey, something's off. The PS5 is white. The PS5 controller is white and the VR headset's black. So we got to assume the places of the next gen VR headset is going to be black. So that's nice to know, you know?
Yeah. Because we all like black here. All black. Yeah.
If it ain't black, it's whack. But then again, like Phoenix said, if it ain't white, it ain't right.
Wow.
But other than that, yeah, dude, yeah, very interested. Regardless, I love new technology. You know me. I feel like I could say I'm a enthusiast when it comes to new technology, next gen, anything video game wise, you know, PC stuff for sure. Yeah, we talked about it last week about prices, but regardless of price, day one, yes or no? Just look at the controls.
I'd have to see the, for sure, I'd have to try it out before, before I like pay for it, you know, buy something like that. If I like see good reviews about it, then for sure I'll give it a shot, you know. But what would sell me is like a good horror game, you know, like let's say Resident Evil 8, you know, for PlayStation VR, you know, or the new Silent Hill, or like the new horror game from Kojima. If it'll support VR at, you know, PS5 and VR, that would instantly sell me, you know. But yeah, it depends. Yeah, I wouldn't say day one for sure. You know, I want to see like some feedback on it.
Makes sense.
You?
I want to say day one, but for sure, if it's like $600, hell no. I doubt it will be $600. That's just an exaggeration. But for sure, if it's something crazy high, I don't think it's day one. But we'll see. Honestly. Depends on my setup. You know me, every time when I get a new piece of hardware, I would like to have like something brand new set up for it, because it's a VR headset. I'm going to have to find a spot for it to hang, or I'm going to have to find a spot for it to put away. So that's pretty much the thing that's stopping me. Games, VR games don't really matter to me what comes out for it, because I still have a backlog of VR games from PS4 era. I still gonna play Moss, Astrobot, and dude, those games are gonna be free apparently.
Oh really? For sure.
Yeah, so PlayStation is still giving away free games to play at home during the COVID situation. I just seen the list. I completely forgot to write it in the notes, but Rez, Abzu, The Witness, Enter the Gungeon, and Subnautica will be free starting March 25th, coming with Moss, Astrobot, Paper Beast, and Thumper, which are VR games. Thumper isn't really a VR game, but you can play it in VR. And Horizon Zero Dawn is going to be free starting April 19th And the other game's March 25th is what it says.
Okay, for sure.
So that's pretty cool. Have you played any of those games?
No.
Me neither.
No, I haven't even checked on, you know, the PlayStation Plus, you know, games. I haven't really checked, dude. I should, though, because, like, you know, I am paying for it. And you know what? Oh, fuck. So...
Wait, you're still paying PlayStation Plus every month?
Yeah, dude. I know. I was about to say that. I'm stupid. I should be paying it for $60, but I'm paying it for every month. Wow. But... I keep forgetting, dude. I'm just so busy. So, like, what?
And it was on sale when we got our PS5s.
It was on sale
for $40 for a year.
Oh, my God, dude. Don't even remind me. But, yeah, I've been paying for it, like, what, 5 months now? So, it's, like, what, $50? I could have just got the whole year for $60, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude. I forget, dude. Like, I just busy, you know? Like, I haven't really been playing it, to be honest. But it happens, you know? Mm-hmm.
But yeah, don't forget, even right now, as we're recording this, March 18th, you have until March 31st to claim Ratchet & Clank for free again, because it was free for PlayStation Plus members a couple of months ago on the PS4 era, but yeah, now it's free to claim again. So you have until March 31st for that.
All right, for sure.
So definitely pick that up too.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, other than that, dude, that's pretty much the news.
We can talk about Sony acquiring Evo.
Oh, yeah, dude. So what do you think about that? Did you look into it? I don't have an article pulled up for that.
I read it just like the article, but, you know, Evo is, from what I heard, Evo is like the biggest gaming tournament, something like that.
Uh-huh.
Is it true?
So I've heard. That's the only one I know of, like when it comes to fighting games.
Yeah, then I don't know why they're doing that, to be honest. It's weird, you know, for what it's like a fighting game, huh?
Yeah, it's not a fighting game. It's a fighting tournament.
Yeah, fighting tournament. Like, what characters are there? Is it like all characters, all video game characters?
I think I know for sure it's Tekken, Mortal Kombat. I think this is all I know. Mortal Kombat, Dragon Ball Z Fighters. They used to host Super Smash Bros. Tournaments too. A lot of Capcom games like Street Fighter. But other than that, yeah, I wasn't too invested into it. But there was a message from Evo itself on Twitter I found. I'll read it out. Evo would not be possible without the collective passion and collaboration of the fighting game community. And we're deeply grateful for your dedication over the past 25 years. We know last year was challenging due to the pandemic and the circumstances surrounding the cancellation of Evo Online involving a former team member who has been completely separated from our company. We want to reaffirm that harassment or abuse of any kind has no place within Evo or any of our future events. And we're taking every precaution to make sure members of our community will always be treated with the respect, dignity, and decency you deserve. In order to deliver our trust you have all put into Evo, we realize that we need an experienced strategic partner who truly respects the spirit of the FGC. I would assume that stands for Fighting Game Community. This is why we're excited to announce that Evo has become part of the joint partnership of Sony Interactive Entertainment and RTS. The new partnership is committed to bringing amazing tournaments and competitive gaming experiences back to you this year and beyond. We're thrilled to work with the teams at PlayStation RTS to bring you Evo 2021 online this August. More information on the event will follow. From the bottom of our hearts, thank you for your continued support, Tony and Tom Cannon.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's pretty interesting because I know there was a lot of speculation about like some of their pro players like sexually harassing underage kids.
Holy shit.
Yeah, there was like a huge like discussion about being kind of like the Me Too movement. Like, yeah, they sexualized Me Too. And some of them were false, but some of them were true. And there was just so much evidence that was going on. And I guess I didn't keep up with it, but that's as much as I know. That there was just a lot of underage like kids, even like hooking up with these older people. So
fucking nasty.
So like not even like the older people getting at the kids. It's the kids getting at the older people trying to get hooked up at Evo, like trying to get into the community.
Yeah.
To get like a spotlight or whatever. So
fucking that's horrible.
Yeah, dude, it was a pretty big discussion. It was like, I know it happened last year, but yeah, if Sony could do something different and make sure that these things don't happen,
yeah,
that's why I assume maybe that's why they were selling.
Yeah, the company. Most likely, probably.
But other than that, that's pretty cool. I mean, if it could make fighting game communities better, then I say go for it.
Yeah.
But other than that, that's pretty interesting. I can't wait to see what they got. I doubt they would be only Sony exclusive games, only Sony controllers or consoles being used at the events. You know?
I doubt
any of that will happen. So
go on.
I was gonna say even like Smash Bros. I doubt Smash Bros. Is gonna get discontinued from that tournament because it's just so big. Why would Sony do something like that?
Oh yeah, it's just like Bethesda, you know, with Microsoft. You know, Microsoft's still gonna be having like Bethesda on, you know, just because they want that money, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
I see a tweet and it's when Sony gets the stimulus check, buys Evo. That was funny. But that's all the news that we could mention.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I wanted to ask you. I'm pretty sure we talked about it before, but pretty much like a side question. Kind of like I wanted to ask it last podcast, but I completely forgot. So I'm just going to ask it now. What can we expect from next gen consoles now that we have them?
Mm-hmm.
So like the PS4. We got the PS4 Pro that play 4K. And now that we have the PS5, which is just a standard, there is no lower version than 4K when it comes to PlayStation 5 or the next gen Xboxes, the series editions.
Yeah.
I mean, the Series S is 2K, I believe, and the Series X is 4K.
Mm-hmm.
But like, what's next for Sony or Microsoft to bring?
You know, like to be, I'm gonna be straight up honest with you, dude. I'm not really a huge fan of the pros, you know, next gen pro consoles, you know, because I feel like, for sure, for one, you know, it'll confuse, you know, like soccer moms who are trying to like get their sons like or daughters, you know, a new console, and then they get the wrong one, they get like the underpowered one when the kid wanted the much powerful, you know, pro console, you know. And two, I just feel like it's just they're throwing out way too many consoles. Like I think Microsoft threw out like three consoles throughout, or four consoles throughout the Xbox One generation. I think they threw out the One S, I think.
Yeah, Xbox One S, then the Slim, One X.
One Slim, the Xbox One Slim.
Yeah, they're and then the Xbox Sad Edition.
Yeah, dude. It's just confusing, dude. Like, I don't know. At the same time, like, it's kind of beneficial, you know, for one, like, you know, it's going to be the much stronger console, like, with the Pro. You could sell your, you know, your first generation PS5 for the new PS5 Pro. But it's just a hassle, you know, like, selling that shit and then, like, or you can keep it, you know, but, I mean, you're better off just selling it just so you don't have to spend too much on the newer Pro console, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm kind of mixed. I have mixed feelings about it, but I mean, then again, you know, last podcast, I did say that I'm down for the Switch Pro, you know, but that's because Switch Pro hasn't really released anything in 4 years, you know, I mean, Switch hasn't released anything new.
Yeah. Switch has its time to be coming, you know, like at least with the Switch, there's that extra level to grow, but with the PS5 and the Series X, like, even with the Series S, if you were to upgrade from the Series S, you're just really going to the Series X at the moment right now.
Yeah.
The only thing that I can see is maybe, obviously, there's got to be a guarantee. We are getting a PS5 Slim edition.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And just basically a rehashed look. We can only assume.
Mm-hmm.
But, it wouldn't shock me, dude, if we don't even get a Slim edition.
You think so? Maybe not a Slim, but like a much smaller version, because like the PS5 is fucking big.
Like, hey, don't like the way your PS5 looks? Well, here's a smaller one. It does the same exact thing. It just looks different. But yeah, I can't, honestly, I can't think of anything where they could grow.
Mm-hmm.
Because why would anybody, I don't think 8K will be relevant in the next 8 years of a generation cycle.
Yeah,
of a console generation cycle. I don't think 8K will be relevant, honestly.
Yeah, not for another generation or maybe another 10 years from now.
Yeah, I feel like the next, like the PS6, I think 8K will be a standard.
Yeah, it should be. Yeah, by 2030, it should be a standard.
Yeah.
Because like, I remember when 4K started coming out, like in retail, like AKA, you know.
Yeah, Best like Buy, our freshman Target. Year, right?
Yeah, it started coming out like 2012, 2013. And I remember I was like so fucking amazed mm-hmm. by the fucking quality of you know, of these TVs. I remember they would play like previews of soccer games and you can see like the people's faces, like the audience, you know. And I was so amazed, but now like I'm just so used to it. I'm like, eh, you know.
Eh.
But yeah, that was back in what, 2013, 2014 when they started putting them out at Best Buy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what, like 7 years ago. We still got maybe like another, I say 10 years till, you know, 8K is like kind of the norm, you know.
Yeah. But yeah, all I can see, I mean, we talked about it before. Yeah, PlayStation's getting another VR headset. I know Microsoft, I know there was like a patent that someone found that Xbox is working on like a VR headset. But I guess like Xbox representative like came out and confirmed like, yeah, that was just a mistake. We are still not working on a Xbox VR headset. Like that's the last thing on their minds or something. It mm-hmm. could be a lie, but I mean, from what they keep saying that they're not working on it, it wouldn't surprise me.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, but it wouldn't surprise me either that if Xbox just comes out with an update and they're like, yeah, you could just plug in your Oculus and start playing VR games on our system.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I honestly can't think of what's next for next gen consoles because like what room do you have to grow? I mean, more frames.
Yeah.
But then again, TVs don't even catch up to that, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I think 60 frames is okay for now, or 120.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
More than that, I don't know. It's just overkill, you know? I feel like you can just invest in, instead of investing in frames, they can invest in, like, resolution, you know, instead. Because mm-hmm. 120 is, it's all right, you know?
Makes sense. But, yeah, man, that's all I had to ask. That's all the news, and we don't got any questions. You want to get us out of here?
For sure. Let me just...
yeah, dude, that was episode 58, but yeah, nonetheless, I'm super hyped for the second PR, the next generation PlayStation VR.
Yeah, 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 that too. You know, I'm more excited for the Switch Pro, because like, I'm just excited for it. For sure, like, if it's confirmed, I'm selling my Switch, like, the moment I hear the news, you know, I'm gonna sell it and save that money for the new Switch Pro.
Okay, so I'm getting two pre-orders then.
Oh, for what?
Huh? So I could snag me one, I snag you one.
Oh, for sure.
We'll do a PS5. We'll do another PS5. Yeah, yeah.
No, I'm down for that. I'm down for that.
Yeah, definitely. Because as soon as they confirm Switch Pro, I am mm-hmm. definitely gonna be ready to get my pre-orders in. Because like we're in a pandemic. People are freaking scalping McDonald's Happy Meals for Pokemon cards.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I can only imagine what the Switch Pro is going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely. I mean, look at the PS5. People still went nuts for the PS5. So I can only imagine that people are going to go nuts for the Switch Pro. So I'm definitely going to have to snag one of those.
Damn.
But other than that, you ready, man?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, go for it. Hit us with it. Episode 58.
And that was episode 58 of The Local Podcast. You can find us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play Store, and that one app you know about that we don't. Also, join the Discord. You can find direct links in direct links in the description of wherever you're listening to. Thanks for everything, and we'll see you next week.
Yep.
Yeah, see you guys. I fucked up, but that was pretty good.
You're still good, man. All right. See you guys.
Thank you, guys.